Mm-mm. I'm making corn on the cob for dinner, and my mouth is already watering, thinking about those sweet, juicy kernels.
Yum. Hey, Don, how did corn evolve? The seeds are all crammed together on the cob and wrapped tightly inside the thick husks. Seems impossible for the seeds to disperse without a human to peel the husks and separate the kernels.
You're right. Corn, or maize, only exists in its modern form because of humans. Evidence from archaeological and genetic studies suggests that maize was bred and cultivated by early inhabitants of Mexico as early as 10,000 years ago.
10,000 years? I didn't know people were even farming back then.
Not only were they farming, but the early Mesoamericans managed to develop corn from its grassy ancestor by selective breeding. Maize was bred from a wild grain called teosinte. Teosinte is so unlike modern corn that originally botanists didn't think the two were even related. An ear of teosinte is only about 3 inches long, with just 5 to 12 kernels. Compare that to the corn I'll be munching tonight, which can have over 500 kernels. Teosinte kernels also have a tooth-crackingly hard shell, but through many generations, ancient Americans selectively bred plants with larger and larger ears and softer kernels. Now all that is left of that hard shell is the thin tissue that gets stuck between your teeth when munching a cob of corn.
Wow. Let's tip our hats to the ancient Mesoamericans. Thanks to their sophisticated understanding of plant breeding, we have corn for eating, livestock feed, cooking oil, ethanol, and even making plastics.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists. Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Roger Hangarter in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.